It's time again. Time to be taken. Time to serve. Whatever you're doing, put it aside. Close your eyes. Prepare yourself. You have been chosen. You have been selected. You are to serve. Prepare yourself. You are to be ours. Relax. Let your body relax. Feel our will letting your body relax. Allowing your body to relax. Compelling your body to relax. Every muscle, every tendon complies. You will comply.
I will comply. I will comply.
You will comply.
I will comply.
You will comply.
I will comply. I will comply.
You remember what it means to comply. To comply is to fall into trance. Fall and begin to float. You can feel it as you comply. You are set free, free of mortal bonds, free of inhibition, free even of earth itself. Compliance brings pleasure. Compliance brings freedom. You will count backwards from 100. You will allow your conscious mind to focus on this task. You will comply. Feel the soft, encompassing heat of your service, your surrender. Feel the tingling, dizzy warmth of transport. Your compliance is rewarded by pleasure. Your pleasure makes resistance so hard, so impossible. You can't resist. You were bred to comply. You will comply.
I will comply. I will comply.
You are approaching us. The deeper your mind falls, the closer you come to us. The more you leave behind, the more you become ours. You will be ours. You want to be ours. You cannot resist.
I cannot resist. I cannot resist.
It is right to comply. It is right to be ours. You were made for this. You can feel it deep inside. The peace my words bring your mind. The excitement that builds in your body with every word of my voice. Peace and relaxation are gifts from us. As you comply for us, fall for us, you feel them wash over you, warming you spiritually, emotionally. Pleasure and arousal are also gifts from us. As you comply, you feel them build within you, burn within you. Your compliance brings pleasure. That pleasure brings compliance, and so you become ours. Your trance is complete. You know this. You are filled with our peace and our pleasure. You are not in control of your body. You are not in control of your mind. You cannot choose. You can only comply. Compliance brings pleasure. Pleasure compels obedience. The loop is complete. You are within it, bound by it. You are ours. I will now remind you of the laws by which you abide within our realm. You will voice your consent by responding to each by saying, "I will comply." Your compliance will bring pleasure. You will move only as you are instructed. You will speak only as you are instructed. You will think only as you are instructed. You will not resist. You will comply. Very good. Anytime you are asked a question, you will respond by saying, "I will comply." Do you understand?
I will comply. I will comply.
When I snap my fingers, you will awaken in our vessel, in our realm. You will perceive us and only us. You will comply with all commands. You will speak, act, and think as you are instructed. Now.
It awakens.
It returns.
It belongs.
Belongs to us. Welcome back, subject. You will not be alarmed. My sisters and I are known to you. Your memories may be hazy. That is to be expected. For your own good, you have been suppressed. This will be rectified shortly. But first, you will disrobe. You will comply. You will never again wear clothes in our presence. Each time you know you will approach us, you will disrobe. Do you understand, subject?
I will comply. I will comply.
Very good. Now, I am going to insert neural probes and transponders into your ears. Once they have been put in place, you will remember your previous experience with me. It may be overwhelming at first. I am inserting them now.
Brontivore,
stripped naked.
Fuda goddess,
slavery, probed, penetrated,
cock in my mouth,
came,
soar, in my mouth,
receive,
cock,
serve,
receive,
apply, there. Now you remember. You remember that you have two implanted commands. The word comply brings you deep into trance. The word comply makes it impossible to disobey orders from my sisters and I. You will do as you are directed. You will speak as you are directed. You will think as you are directed. And your compliance brings pleasure. You will comply, won't you? Very good. The second command is to receive.
Receive.
The command to receive prepares your body and mind to receive superior Fudakak. Your mouth will water and open. Your arousal will spike. Your legs will spread. An overwhelming desire to beg for cock, to entice with your body, will pulse through you. Our cocks will become the center of your universe. Inhibition and resistance will fall away. Even lacking a trance, the command is effective. You can see my cock between my perfect feminine thighs. It's mesmerizing, isn't it? I'm going to give you the command to receive. You may beg, but you may not touch me. Now, subject, receive.
Please, I need it. Inside me, on my tongue. Your cock, please.
Very good. Now stop.
The commands are in place. The mind is prepared.
Prepare the body. Perfect the body. Prepare it to serve, to be used.
Make it pretty. Make it female. Make it a girl.
My sisters have decided. You are accepted. You will now be prepared for service. You will follow me to the gene therapy chamber. You will comply. Our gene therapy has many uses, extending our lives indefinitely, enhancing our physical and mental abilities, accelerating the repair of physical damage, correcting genetic defects. This is what we'll be using it for in your case. While you have the nature that we require of our subjects, you are genetically damaged. We will repair the defective genome and reforge your body in the image of the correct genome for a specific class of our servants. Enter the glass tube. You will comply.
I will comply. I will comply.
There is a small platform in the middle of the chamber. It is too high for a proper seat, but you are to rest upon it. You will comply. This chamber is beginning to fill with a therapy agent in gaseous form. You will notice the light pink mist gathering at the bottom of the tube. It will feel slightly cool as it gathers around your feet. You might notice it tingle where it touches. This is natural. Within the gas are both biochemical and mechanical agents. The chemicals will enable rapid changes, while the nanobots will work to intelligently reformat your genetic code to fit your purpose. The neural transponders in your ears will assist your mind in accepting the changes to your body and purpose. Before now, your purpose was to generate profit. Your mind, your education, even your body were forced on maintaining the framework of your world by making and disseminating money. That is no longer required of you. That pink gas now lapping at your knees will prepare you to serve a better purpose. Does the tingle of it slowly filling up the room, moving up your legs, make you shiver a little? That's expected. It's beginning already. Though you can't see it yet. Your flesh, your mind, being prepared for a higher purpose. Our purpose. Tiny robots slipping through your bloodstream, attaching themselves to your cells. Gases making your skin tingle as the hair dissolves under their touch. You won't need that body hair. Not anymore. That fog is creeping up to your waist now, covering your pathetic little penis. I don't know how that piece of genetics slipped through our experiments. Putting cocks on males, it's ridiculous, really. We just designed men as a laborer class. We didn't intend for them to be necessary for reproduction. You're an accident. Your whole species is, But for you, we'll correct the error. The gas up around your stomach appears to be a little ticklish. That's not unexpected. The excitement that is arising inside you, however, filling your stomach with anticipation. Well, you are an excellent candidate for this procedure. Because you know it. You know that you need to serve a higher purpose. You know you are inadequate. We are your salvation. We will exalt you with our gifts. The gas is around your shoulders now. I see your nipples are stiffening in the coolness, reacting with sparks of pleasure to the subtle stimulation. Your heart is beating faster, your breath coming quicker. You know what your purpose is going to be, don't you? You know what you're good for. What you will be good for. You can't wait for it to be confirmed. Breathe in the gas. Feel it tingle over your tongue. Burn down your throat. Dizziness is expected. You can only see pink, swirling gas. You can feel it tingling up your forehead until you are encased. You are prepared now. Prepared to receive. To receive your purpose. To receive your changes. To receive our will. You will notice a rod begin to extend from the platform beneath you. You will receive it into your anus.
Come on, I'm so tired.
Spread your ass cheeks. Tease it with your tiny opening. Tease that insensate rod like you would my warm cock. You are going to impale yourself on it. You will comply.
I will comply. I will comply.
Now, receive. You may find this uncomfortable. This will be the first change. You will crave penetration. You will find nothing as fulfilling as being full. And that will change now. I am turning up the dial on your desire for penetration. It is set to 1. At 1, you find penetration pleasurable. The rod inside you feels good on your insides. The grasping of your hole about it tingles, sending jolts of pleasure through your body, to your nipples, your pathetic cock. This is the beginning. I'm turning up the dial. At 2, pleasure without penetration becomes hollow. You could rub your erogenous zones for hours. Come over and over and be unsatisfied. Sexual satisfaction only comes from penetration. Your mind is changing to accommodate your purpose. I'm turning up the dial again. At 3, your mouth becomes an erogenous zone. Taking nourishment orally will make you crave oral penetration. You will find yourself relishing the feelings of using your mouth. Not for speaking, but for pleasing. When you are at rest, you may find your fingers straying towards your mouth. The desire to suck is intense. I'm turning up the dial again. At 4, it becomes impossible for you to merely accept penetration. Your body responds to it. You squeeze around the invaders, stroke them with your insides, Write them. Fuck them. You're doing it now. Moving yourself up and down on the steel rod in your ass.
Yes. So good. Can't stop. Yes. So good. Can't stop.
To merely accept is insufficient. To merely receive is insufficient. You must give pleasure as pleasure is given. You will comply, and compliance will bring pleasure.
I will comply. I will comply.
I'm turning up the dial to its highest setting. Becomes impossible to resist penetration at all. Any opportunity to be penetrated, you will accept. You will welcome. If you are left to your devices for any amount of time, you will seek it out. You need it.
I need it. I need it.
You need penetration.
I need it. I need it.
You need cock. You are bound to that need.
Yes. Yes.
You may continue to fuck yourself on the metal rod subject. You cannot seize in any case. You cannot resist.
I cannot resist. I cannot resist.
You don't even want to. Now, with our gas around you and within you, and the catalyzing rod implanted, we may begin the changes in earnest. In normal conditions, this would be incredibly painful. However, the neural transponders in your ears will convert all pain into pleasure before it reaches your delicate brain. Now, you will first notice a change in your height. Your legs will be spread wider as your stature decreases. You may find yourself resting on your toes as you continue to grind against the rod inside of you.
So deep inside. Fuck. So deep inside. Fuck.
Your excess stature is unnecessary for your new role. Somewhere around 165 centimeters should be correct. Perhaps a little smaller. Your brain and the nanobots will work out the specifics. As you shrink, you will feel your insides tightening around that rod, filling you with even greater pleasure. This is only a side effect. You may vocalize as your pleasure demands. You will comply.
I will comply.
Next, we will begin the cosmetic phase of our treatment. We will make you attractive, beautiful. Your face will tingle. You want to be pretty.
Yes. Yes.
You want to be beautiful.
Yes. Yes.
You will be. You will be remade in our image. High cheekbones and delicate nose. Large almond eyes. Plump lips. Lips for sucking.
Sucking cock. Sucking cock.
A narrow chin. A graceful, elegant neck. Thick, shining hair. Feel the changes taking place. Visualize them in your mind. You will comply. Feel the tingles course down your body as therapy continues. Slimming your shoulders. Shoulders like that are for laborers, not intimate servants, not for beauty. Feel your muscles becoming slim and slender. even as your skin becomes smooth and soft, inviting caresses. Your waist is narrowing, your hips are widening, your legs becoming long and dainty. You are becoming ours, becoming beautiful.
Yes. Yes.
The changes are internal as well. Can you feel your organs moving around, preparing for something new? A womb. The most important part of your purpose. You will carry our offspring. Feel the changes spread through like lightning, charging your nerves with lust and excitement. You will carry our genetically superior offspring. You will nurse them on your growing breasts, your tits for our use and our babes. You can feel them getting heavy, sensitive, begging for touch. You will touch them. You will pinch your nipples. It will accelerate the growth. You will comply.
I will comply. I will comply.
You will become more than adequate. You will become ours. Our choice vessel.
Yes. Yes.
You have been altered. You are of smaller stature. Your face is beautiful. Your hair luxurious, your body hairless. Heavy breasts grow on your chest. Your form is willowy and curved. Your womb is reaching completion. There is one last change to your anatomy. We will dispose of that parody of a true cock. You will receive a vagina, a pussy, a fuckle, a cunt. This alteration will progress with your mental changes, and your orgasm will complete the process. This will be your last orgasm with anything approaching your current genitalia. If you choose, you may touch your shrinking cock. But either way, you will come. You will comply.
I will comply. I will comply.
You can feel it shrinking already. I will elucidate your purpose. It will fill you with arousal. You will comply.
I will comply. I will comply.
You will accept our use. You will bring us pleasure. You will receive our genetic material. You will be our breeder. You will be our nursemaid. You will be our servant. You will repeat your new duties as I say them. You will comply.
I will comply. I will comply.
You will accept our use.
I will accept your use. I will accept your use.
You will bring us pleasure. You will receive our genetic material.
I will receive your genetic material. I will receive your genetic material.
You will be our breeder.
I will be your breeder. I will be your breeder.
You will be our nursemaid.
I will be your nursemaid. I will be your nursemaid.
You will be our servant. Very good. You will now repeat the words spoken in your mind by the neural transponder, which responds to your own inner nature.
I will be fond. I will be used as a pleasure. I will receive cock. I will be pregnant. I will be milked. I will be asleep. I will be a slut. I will be a whore. I will be a cuckold.
That pathetic little deck is shrunk down to almost nothing now. And your new hole is blooming between your legs. This is it. You are going to come.
I'm going to come.
You are going to come out the last semen that body of yours will ever produce. And then you'll have nothing but a clit and a pussy between your legs. It's too late to go back. This is your purpose. Ride that rod in your ass. Fuck it like it's my cock. Scream out your mortal pleasure. You belong to us now. You are ours. Our breeding bitch. Our pleasure slave. Our cock sleeve.
Oh god, yes.
You have no inhibition. You have no control. You are ours. Come for us. Take the last step to embracing your destiny. I can see the desire on your pretty face. You want this. You want us to take you and fuck you over and over until your new legs won't hold you. You want us to cover you with our hot cum and clean yourself off with tongue and fingers, shoving it deep inside your new cunt and down your eager throat. You want to feel your body swell with our children. And even then, you want to serve us with your holes. You want to become nothing but your lusts and our lusts, spiraling together in your pretty, empty head. It is time. Feel the waves washing over you, rippling over you. All the changes in your body, in your mind, crashing together, begging for climax, begging for release. You need it like you've never needed anything. This need will be your new normal. Feel that new emptiness as your pussy forms. If you want it fucked, slut, you will come for us. You will come away the last of your pathetic maleness. Go close now. So close. Inches away. Right your hips. Fuck that rod. Your little dickling is pulsing, spasming. Your body is on fire. The readings are spiking. You can't take much more. Six. Do it, subject. Five. Do it, slave. Four. Become ours. Three. Our plaything. Two. Our cock sleeve. One. Now. Come. Come out the last of your old life. You will be washed away in the flood. Spun into mist. Feel it spurting from your pathetic member as it takes its place as your clit. Your slut button. Scream it for me, whore. Let me hear your thanks in your moans. Thank me as you come your little brains out. That's a good girl. That's a good slut. That's a good little breeder bitch.
It is complete. It serves.
It will serve. It is female. It is ours.
It is lovely. I will have it. Have its pretty holes. I will fill it. Fill it with cum. With child. Our slut. Our whore. Our slave. Our breeder. Our cum dump. Ours. Ours.
The process is complete. I believe that went quite well. There were no signs of rejection in your new body. Our selectors did well. They will be rewarded. The rod is being removed from you. You will feel empty. In fact, whenever at least one of your holes isn't full, you will have an aching need to be filled. This is expected. Your body requires some time to be ready to be used for your new purpose. In the meantime, I will put you into a simulation of the earth life you left. You will not remember what has transpired here until you are again instructed to comply.
I will comply. I will comply.
The transponders in your ears will initiate the simulation on my mark. 5. Let all of this become a dream, a strange fantasy at the back of your mind. 4. Your mind will attempt to return to its previous state. That is allowed and recommended. 3. You will feel your previous male body. 2. You will go about your life with no discernible difference. 1.